Dr. Kai, I'm dictating a psychiatry note, January 23rd, identifying information, Alicia, A-L-Y-S-H-I-E-A, Jordan, G-U-R-D-U-N, vital signs, blood pressure 96 over 65, pulse is 84 per minute, chief complaint. I started taking the Klonopin. I'm not feeling any better. History of present illness. Patient continues to describe feeling anxious, dysphoric, is starting school on Monday, very concerned about not being able to function at school. In the past, has had episodes where she has to walk out of her classroom because of the anxiety. Family psychosocial stressors. Patient describes some financial difficulties and some family stressors. Alcohol and substance abuse. Patient denies. Appearance is well groomed, appropriate. Gait and stature. Gait and station are normal. Mental status examination reveals a pleasant, cooperative individual who was oriented to time, place, and person. Speech was seen to be relevant, coherent, and goal-directed, with no evidence of any form of thought disorder. Mood at the present time was dysphoric. Affect was anxious and apprehensive. No perceptual disorders, no delusional thought content. Patient in question specifically denies any active suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. No gross cognitive impairment. Neurological system. No headaches. Pupils equal and reacting to light. No neurological symptoms. Problem number one, anxiety. Problem number two, depression. Diagnosis, X is 1A, 300.02, X is 1B, 296.32. Treatment plan, continue Klonopin, 0.5 milligram twice a day. Add nortriptyline, 10 milligram to be increased every 4 days until she's taking 3 times a day after meals. Number three, discuss with patient risk-benefit analysis, side effects, indications for use, effect on driving, interaction with alcohol, and affect risk of using pregnancy of both the Klonopin and the nortriptyline. Number four, follow-up has been scheduled. Emergency access numbers have been provided to the patient.